that rejoining of what was separated and restoration to how it should have been. So when the angels burst into the skies near Bethlehem, they were proclaiming something different than just stop fighting among each other. That was not the message those shepherds heard. Those shepherds who had been separated from society heard, I want to restore you to one another. I want to bring you back into fellowship with God and with people. It's much bigger. And we're so busy oftentimes fighting the symptoms that we forget that God's peace is much bigger than just the ceasing of conflict. So, quickly, how do you experience God's peace? The first thing is we need to be seeking peace. Is that what we seek during the Advent season? Is the primary thing on our mind, the primary focus on our mind, to seek God's peace, to seek that, restoration, that being put back together, that the separation from God to be put back together? Is that really first on our mind, or is it, I've got to do this, I've got to see this, I've got to buy this? Do we ever take the time to seek peace? That is God's restoration. And is there anything we are seeking more than His peace in our lives? If we are, then we won't find it. We may battle all those battles and we may try to stop all the conflict, regardless of how that looks, but we will not find peace. We must seek peace. The second thing, though, is we must know peace. And that's because peace is a person. Peace is a person. The shepherds were told to go to Bethlehem and find the baby born and placed in a manger. And if we are going to find peace and experience God's peace, we have to know Him. We have to know Him. And these shepherds looked in the right place. They found peace when they found Christ. And so, what is it that prevents us from finding and knowing Him? Is there anything that we need to take away? Are we looking in the big places? You know, so often I think we don't look in the manger because we're expecting it in a bigger place. We're expecting God to come to a palace. We're expecting God to do big things. And oftentimes God says, look in the manger. Look in the small places. Look in the unexpected places. Look in the places where you don't expect to see it. Find Him. Know Him. We've got to stop battling the symptoms and start finding, seeking, and knowing the one who Himself is peace. Once we've experienced His restoration in our lives, you'd be amazed at what will happen with those conflicts. Then finally, we have to extend peace. Look at what the shepherds did whenever they found and became acquainted with the shepherd, with the baby in the manger. Verse 17, it says, and when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. Now, at first glance, this may not mean much to us, until you realize none of the townspeople wanted to have anything to do with them. They were excluded. They were separated. What did we say Irene means? Bringing back together. And when they found peace, the first thing they did was offer that peace to the very people who had excluded them. They spread the word about the one who is peace. We must come to that point of not just experiencing peace ourselves, but in this Advent season, we must be the ones who extend peace, even among those where there may have been a break, conflict, division. And yet at that point, that's where God says, I want to bring healing and restoration. I want to bring peace. Would you pray with me, please? Father, would you bring peace to our lives? Would you bring restoration? Would you bring healing to that place where maybe we see the symptoms, we see the conflicts, but Lord, would you restore us to you? Would you restore us to relationship with you first and foremost? Father, we need your peace more than anything else. We pray this in your name. Amen. As we come to the time in our service where we have the opportunity to commit ourselves to that which we have heard, this is the chance to say, I want that peace. I've been fighting the symptoms, but I want to know God's peace. I want to know Him in such a way, or I want to extend to others peace. This is the time to make that commitment. If you would like to take one of those steps, if that's where you are in your life, I invite you. I'll be standing here. I would love to pray with you. Probably one of your neighbors would be happy to pray with you and say, tell God, I want to make that commitment to seek you, to know you, and to extend to others the message of peace. Would you please stand with me as we sing?